This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. With 3 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to the polls in the second phase on the 26th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. Holding public meetings in Siliguri, Narsinghapur in Murshidabad and Nalagola of Malda, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said, Sondesh Khali has proved that the women of West Bengal are not safe under the Mamata Banerjee-led government. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said that the central government led by the BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC/ST people. Speaking at a public meeting in Balurghat, she alleged that the centre does not send funds to the state. Speaking at a public meeting in Katihar, senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance wants to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. Congress leader P. Chidambaram said that INDIA bloc will repeal the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA and the three criminal laws brought by the BJP government. In Uttar Pradesh, BSP Chief Mayawati said that there is a big difference between the actions and words of the BJP. Addressing election rallies at Amroha and Ghaziabad, she said that BJP's guarantee will not be of any use in this election. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi tomorrow. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Utup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has embarked on an official visit to France. The visit is aimed to further reinforce the robust defence ties between the two nations, which have gained considerable momentum in the last few years. During his visit, General Anil Chauhan is scheduled to interact with the senior civil and military leadership of France, including his counterpart General Thierry Bocard. The air quality level in Delhi has improved in the recent few weeks. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the air quality in the national capital today was categorized in the moderate category, with the air quality index recorded at 138 points. Air quality between 0 and 50 is considered good, between 51 and 100 is considered satisfactory, and between 201 and 300 is considered poor. The heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 5 days. Indian Met Department has forecast that heat wave conditions will prevail in many parts of Gangetic West Bengal during the next 5 days and over Odisha today and tomorrow. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 143 runs, Gujarat Titans were 51 for 1 in 7 overs at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh a short while ago. Earlier, opting to bat first, Punjab Kings were bowled out for 142 in 20 overs. Prab Simran Singh was the top scorer for Punjab, scoring 35 of 21 balls, while R. Sai Kishore bagged 4 wickets for the Titans. In the first match today, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 1 run in a last ball thriller at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.